School is starting again. In June, we asked teachers through our Curious Colorado webpage what they are going to do over the summer break. We heard from a lot of educators, including Ben Brown. He spent the past 3 months working on his passion project.
Over my summer break, I launched a business. The last bell of the school year rang. I watched students stream out of the school, excited about what summer will bring. Their excitement is always so infectious. I packed up my classroom, I completed my end-of-year checklist, high-fived my colleagues, and then headed out of the building myself. If you ever hear teachers say that they don't like summer break, I think they're lying. I love summer. Last summer began with a week decompressing with the family in Fruta, Colorado. We rode some bikes, hung out at the pool, and watched my son run through the sprinklers. The official beginning of summer. While soaking up the sun, I began to have an idea. Thoughts filled my head as I sat on the porch. Well, where do the teachers in Fruta go in the summer? Are they traveling to the mountains? My house in Summit is sitting empty. Is their house here empty? So an idea began to spring up in my head. Teachers love to travel. They have similar school breaks. They have similar values. Wouldn't it be great to be able to share their homes and travel anywhere? I was inspired. After a week of relaxing, I returned to Dillon with my new idea in hand. Between corn on the cob, watermelon, and a couple s'mores, I brought together a group of fellow teachers and we started to work on my idea. We used the design thinking process that I teach my students. We brought together focus groups, we built marketing plans, talked to some more teachers, we made prototypes, we tested until finally we were able to launch a website that we call teacherhomeswap.com. It's similar to an Airbnb or VRBO, but it's for verified teachers only, and we built it for a teacher's salary. We figured that sharing or renting homes with other teachers means less money spent on lodging or accommodations, which helps us stretch our teacher's salary for maximum fun. Now it's been a year later. This summer brought some new challenges and opportunities. The site is up and running, but it needed something more for us to meet the needs of the teachers. Our first website design wasn't exactly what we had hoped for. So in this new version, we changed almost everything about the look and feel. I wouldn't say the first one was a failure, but it wasn't exactly what we were looking for, so it required a redesign. I tell my students often that iteration is the key to the design process. We need to constantly revisit and improve our ideas. So that was our plan for this summer. I focused on allowing teachers to browse the homes on the site. I wanted them to choose whether or not they wanted to rent or swap homes, and I wanted to increase our visibility on Facebook. As with any new project, the learning process is challenging. Optimism can be blanketed by failure, and patience is a necessity. So whenever I become impatient or languish in my ideas, I remember how I explain the learning process to my students. Be kind, work hard, make good choices. Oh yeah, and don't be afraid to take a risk. So after this summer's endeavors, Teacher HomeSwap now has over 70 homes. We even have homes in places like California, Florida, Idaho, one in Holland, and we have almost 500 verified members. So it's going well. The project combines my commitment to the teaching community with my excitement for travel. We have yet to make any money with Teacher HomeSwap. We're really looking to build the community, as I love the idea of connecting teachers to each other around the world and saving them some money in the process. So I wouldn't really call this a second job as much as a passion project. Working on my business with other teachers has been an amazing experience. However, I can't wait to get back to my classroom. Can't wait to get back to my students. I want to hear their stories from the summer. Just as they inspire me to take risks, I want to inspire them to take a risk to learn something new each day.